Mike Shope, co-host of Shope and the Bulldog on WGR and WGR 550 in Buffalo. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Dean. Hi, George.
Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it. I know you're up early. You're an afternoon drive guy, right? So this is it weird for you to be talking about this kind of stuff in the morning?
No. I have little kids, too, so I am up. And with this story, I've been pretty much, we've all been down here, you know, not obsessed with it necessarily, but interested, to say the least. And yesterday, of course, was the end of it, and it was stunning.
Yeah. You know what? It was stunning, I think, in both places. It was weird for us because, you know, everything that I had heard or I had been told was that Mike Babcock, done deal. I had told the guys in the room privately that I guaranteed he was probably coming here. And then all of a sudden, Buffalo swoops in, and they're negotiating a contract, and Tim Murray was confident. And then you know, the huge about-face yesterday. What do you know about what had happened between Babcock and the Buffalo Sabres?
Not a lot from the very inside. I felt it sounded like on Monday night that the Sabres thought they had him. And without being on the inside, I don't know, one wouldn't know whether they were right to think that. You know, some people in business think, you know, a yes is good enough, and other people think you need a signature, and other people think, I talked to our boss about it down here at the radio station yesterday, and he said, you know, when I know I have somebody is when they're at work on the first day. It's not the signature or the yes or the handshake. So I think people have different interpretations of that, and what remains to be told, if it ever is told, is whether Babcock played the Sabres, which a lot of people down here think, you know, bitter about how it ended, or if he really just was always sort of keeping them, you know, he was honest about it, he was earnest about it, you know, whether or not there was anything that would have, what the Sabres would have been right to think that they were wronged in some way.
Hmm. Do you think that they had a deal in principle with Mike Babcock?
I don't know. I think they felt they had him, and they obviously didn't. So whether it was their fault to think that, or whether, you know, everybody would have a different interpretation of, you know, who might have been right. You know, a lot of people would just tell you it's business. So that part of the story isn't out yet. If it ever gets out, you know, the Sabres are in a position where if they do feel that somehow something unprofessional happened, I'm just saying if, they'd have an interesting decision to make as to whether to talk about it, because they're still looking for a coach. And you know how these things go. If you miss out in free agency on anybody, a player, you don't usually, you know, discuss that. It's more just sort of on to the next thing. But if they think there was something, you know, again, that in some way they were wronged here, then they might be inclined to speak on it.
Mike, do you think the Sabres have handled these last two incidents, the McDavid not winning the draft lottery, now Mike Babcock, in the best way? It just kind of looks like there's a lot of anger coming from the Sabres organization, and maybe they should keep that internally and just put a smile on their face.
Yes. In terms of the lottery, I think that's absolutely correct. I think that's Tim Murray, and I think it was unfortunate the way he sounded after the lottery. A lot of people in Buffalo, most fans, accepted, were buying into the idea of the rewards, the benefits, finishing last, and, you know, this year was a special year, so that if you finished last and lost the lottery, you were still getting a great player. That was the whole idea.
Yeah.
And that night, it sounded like Murray didn't really get that. I think he was hot, and I thought that was unfortunate. But, you know, again, with this situation, I don't know whether or not there was some reason for them to be, you know, to be bitter about how it ended, or if it was just that they got beat.
Mike Shope joins us, co-host from Shope and the Bulldog on WGR 550 in Buffalo, talking about the weird whole Buffalo Babcock, now he's in Toronto thing. When you heard this, and obviously you went to air with it yesterday, at some point, did you take the temperature of Sabre fans, and do they feel like they got screwed again, or do they feel like this was just business as you referred to it?
I think there's both. I think there are some fans, I think especially older fans, who tend to be the way, you know, you were describing a little bit there, which is why do we not get nice things? Buffalo is not accustomed to getting the best, you know, the most famous, the best players or coaches, and this was somewhat new territory for fans. So there is that. There's always that in any situation like this, most places, and I think Buffalo definitely has it. But there's also a big faction, maybe the majority of the fans, who are this way instead, which is, it's a players' league. There isn't likely to be a huge gap between, say, Mike Babcock and other available coaches. There, it's a good time to be shopping. Dan Bylsma, for instance. And I think, you know, a lot of fans are still all right because, you know, the way the NHL is, as good as Babcock is, I'm fully a believer in how good he is. It isn't everything. And I think fans here should be happy about the direction of the Sabres, the great prospects they have, Eichel, of course, and not think what happened with Babcock is the end of anything.
Like you mentioned, Bylsma, who's the best coach, in your opinion, to take over behind the bench?
I like Bylsma, and I'd like to see what you think about this. I think there's so much interchangeability with coaches. You know, you have in every sport, especially including hockey, you have coaches who go from one team to another, and you know they may or may not get the same results. But I like, for Buffalo, I like Bylsma. I think he's certainly credible. He's got a Stanley Cup ring too, so they can sell that. They can sell that in the aftermath of Babcock as, you know, we're still spending our money, and we still got somebody who's considered high rent. And he's also American. He's the latest Team USA Olympic coach. They have Eichel, who's from Massachusetts, and they're doing so much in this city with hockey, with USA hockey, that I think Buffalo could position itself as somewhat of, you know, the NHL's Team USA. That would take a while to grow and to fester, but I think he's interesting in that respect. And you know, these Buffalo Toronto games are always so much fun here. They're going to be more fun now with the Babcock part, and I think that way to enhance the rivalry would even make it even more exciting.